Hello and welcome to another audio podcast from Cotswold Dental Wellness. Today I'm with Principal Dentist Claire Hudson. We're here to talk about Dental Phobia Awareness Week. That's a big title. I mean, it is staggering, Claire, the number of people that are either scared of going to the dentist or don't go. Why is that?
Well, there's lots and lots and lots of different reasons why, but estimates are saying that about 40% of people have a mild to moderate fear of the dentist, and 10% of people ignore broken teeth and pain and avoid going entirely. In terms of why that is, it really varies, as I say, from person to person. Some people, it's been so long that they're feeling guilty and ashamed. Some people, it's the idea of needles. Some people, it's the idea of drills. And I think one of the things that we get wrong in this country is the fact that whilst for medical procedures, people are more than happy and think having sedation is entirely the norm, whereas in dental procedures, they kind of think, oh, well, I shouldn't have to have that, which is completely unfair. And actually, there is absolutely no reason why not to whatsoever. And so that's one of the reasons we provide lots of different forms of sedation at our practice in the Cotswolds, and try to encourage people to go, you can come in, you don't need to feel guilty, you are by no means the only one, and there are many, many different ways that we can help you to get through that treatment, and you don't even have to remember any of it afterwards if you don't want to.
And I think it's fair to say that general dentistry has moved on. I mean, dentistry should be pain-free these days, shouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, at the point in time where we're administering any sort of treatment, then we can get you nice and numb. How can we get you nice and numb without you having to feel it? Well, if we have to give you some sedation so you don't even have to think about it. I think one of the biggest things I see amongst patients is the anticipation is the worst part. And that's the part that is so much improved if you think, well, I don't need to worry about what's going to happen if I have some sedation, because I don't need to know what's going on whatsoever, and you're very relaxed and you don't mind what's happening. And afterwards we say to patients, oh, how did it go? And you almost get the answer of, well, I don't know, how did what go? And frankly, for many, many people, that is exactly what they need to hear.
So Dental Phobia Awareness Week, I've got that right for the second time. it's coming up in this June, and, mm-hmm. you know, if people have want to take the first step and they think, I need to get this broken tooth sorted out, or I don't want to be in pain anymore, it's really simple. You know, they can just come and have a chat with you before you do any work, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Dental Phobia Awareness Week is the 15th to the 21st of June. And alongside all of our normal things that we're doing, we're doing some invitation-only events in Stratford and the South Midlands, where our phobia dentist, Rob Endicott, is going to be hosting that. And you can have a chat with him, not even in a dental practice, because he's been treating phobic patients with sedation for many, many years. And that front door is a very big hurdle for a great deal of people. And so actually, he's seen patients in the car park before. And if you can go to one of these events, you know, you just have to have a little look online and you can register for it. And then that way you can actually meet the dentist outside of a dental surgery completely, in a completely secure knowledge that you can find out about everything before you've even set toe in the door. But aside from that, you can book in for a free consultation with Rob at the moment and have a chat to him in the knowledge that, again, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to do anything that you don't want him to do. And first point in time, have a look, talk about the different methods of sedation. Check that you're a suitable candidate. Very few people aren't, I would hasten to add. And then look at what needs doing. The other thing that people don't necessarily realise comparing sedation dentistry to normal dentistry is that you can get a massive amount done in one appointment when you're sedated. One of the reasons that we don't get loads and loads done in one appointment when you're not sedated is because your mouth gets tired. Well, actually, when you're sedated, your jaw is so much more relaxed that we don't have to worry about that, and we can do much more. So it tends to take fewer appointments, which is also quite appealing to some people. But the Dental Phobia Awareness Week, all Rob's little lectures, have a look on the website, and you can find your way to registering for those.
So check out the website, cotswolddentalwellness.co.uk. You'll find the form there to fill in to contact the team. And what's the phone number in case people want to ring?
It's 01608 642 993, and Corrine at the desk will be happy to take your call.